the fire. Oh no, the fire, she burned a low. I'm gonna need something to burn. Forward by Bob Chapek. There we go. All right. Don't need that part of the book. Let's look at the trees. This is a two trees fighting for a 50th tumbler in the aquarium. This is a Christina McCarthy tree. It's a, my ex-wife, Mama Melrose. The woman, she take all of my recipes and she go to LA.
Your recipes?
All of those are my recipes.
Now, we opened that terrible restaurant in Magic Kingdom and then I got too much and I left you.
Yeah, so it's me, Santa Claus.
Yeah, you look a little different this year.
Well, there are some budget cuts, you know, and well, the Santa float in the Christmas parade collapsed and killed Santa, and since they think I killed Santa, I have to be him now.
With an awesome minivan toy truck. This service will return in the future, and we're definitely not withholding information to sell all this merchandise before admitting anything. Look at them go. Only $9.99 in every Disney World store because money.
You'll be sitting on the bowl all night. Cause it's a Tony Ragu party tonight.
Start!
One for us.
There you go.
Tony!
Oh, that's beautiful, Joe.
No!
Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now, the news for December 22nd, 2021. Disney's Magical Express will be taking its last trip on January 1st, 2022, and this leaves a void for travelers coming into Orlando International Airport who need to get to the Walt Disney World Resort. Mears Transportation, the operators of Magical Express, will be debuting their own new service, Mears Connect, in January, replacing the former service they provided free to Walt Disney World Resort guests. But another company has also risen to give travelers some choice in paid transportation. And this one is themed. This is wild. The Sunshine Flyer is a new motor coach service from Transportation Management Services that will go from Orlando International Airport with destinations in the Orlando area, including Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando Resort. Each of the Sunshine Flyer buses are late model premium motor coaches with a theme centered around old-fashioned passenger cars and train locomotives. Currently, two buses are in operation, one themed to a train engine and one as a passenger car, and many more designs are planned for future buses. The drivers' costumes are also styled around 1920s era train conductors. This is fun. Paper hats and small souvenirs for children complete the experience. The service is set to launch in February 2022. Reservations are available now on their website, sunshineflyer.com. And as a salute to the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, Sunshine Flyer is donating 50% of all sales during the first 50 days of service to Make-A-Wish of Central and Northern Florida. CNBC previously reported that executives were betting that Bob Iger would return as the CEO of the Walt Disney Company next year. But now the news station has released a clip from an interview with Bob Iger where he declares his desire for a blank canvas. Iger, who has been delaying his imminent retirement since 2015, is set to depart from the company at the end of the year. Quote,
It's time for me to have a blank canvas, so to speak, to be forced in a way to be a little bit more imaginative with my time.
Quote, I like to sail, he noted when asked how he will use his time. In a separate interview with Variety, Iger declared he was, quote, resolute about his retirement this time around. I haven't once second-guessed it or hesitated. Can we second-guess for you? Anyway, so I guess no Bob Iger. What's going to happen next year? Stay tuned to find out. Cliffhanger. But it's real life. Walt Disney World has announced they are holding online auditions for performers with experience with trampolines. Submissions for part-time and substitute roles will be accepted through January 3rd at 3 p.m., with in-person callbacks held in Orlando on January 27th. Candidates selected for callbacks will be notified by January 7th. It's unclear as to what project these auditions are for. It's possible it could be signaled of the return of the Tumble Monkeys in Festival of the Lion King, but we don't know. I mean, they use trampolines, but also most of them are usually former Olympians, in fact. So you have to be very talented and very specialized to take that job. So I don't know what show they're for, but they're auditioning. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade has begun daytime guest performances after previously only being available at Very Merriest After Hours. Guests who purchase Genie Plus will also have the opportunity to book a Lightning Lane reservation for an exclusive viewing area. Disney Genie Plus is a flat rate of $15 per guest per day, plus tax. And guests who book the Lightning Lane viewing area are instructed to see a parade viewing cast member near the castle at their return time. The viewing area is located on the east side, and with the viewing area's debut, there came some issues, as you would expect at this point, from the debut of anything related to Lightning Lane. The reservations were somehow overbooked, and so some guests arrived at the viewing area only to find that their reservations were no longer in the system. Cast members informed the guests that the area was booked up, so some reservations were pushed out of the system. That's a nice way of saying, sorry, the thing you planned hours ago, we're not giving that to you. That's, yeah, great guest service, everyone. They also said they cannot see past records and cannot help if the guests have a, even if they have a screenshot of their Lightning Lane reservation. This is great. So now, you know, FastPass Plus had its problems, right? But in the end, more often than not, cast members were willing to help you. And if they weren't, you know, you didn't pay for it, right? So it was less risk involved there. Now you're paying $15. You're waiting several hours to cash in for this parade viewing area, and they just pushed yours out. You've lost value on your day, although they were sending people to guest relations to get a full refund at that point. But yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous. And this is not a completely new system, right? FastPass Plus is what this is all built on. And let's remember that FastPass Plus at different points in its history offered nighttime show viewing areas and parade viewing areas. Those were things that were part of it. So there you go. And the fact is they also didn't send push notifications. They sent nothing to guests. You showed up and you're like, too bad. And at that point, it was too late to get a parade spot. So good times. Good times. At least it's not a busy week for that to happen. Oh, wait. The sparkling iridescent Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Sequin Spirit Jersey has finally arrived. We found it at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom, as well as online at Shop Disney. The jersey is part of the Celebration Collection. The rose gold jersey has sequin stripes down the bottom half of both the torso and the sleeves, and the Walt Disney World 50th logo is on the front. The logo is across the back in sequins, and the jersey costs $119.99. Disney announced that several limited-time 50th anniversary food and beverage offerings will be leaving the Magic Kingdom on January 9th. The items in the announcement include the Mickey Mouse Dome Cake from Gaston's Tavern. That was really good. Pecos Bill Widowmaker Sandwich from Golden Oak Outpost. The Black Forest Chocolate Cheesecake from Pinocchio Village Haas, the Snow White Cone from Storybook Treats, the Not Too Late Tea from Cheshire Cafe, and the Showtime with Jose Float from Aloha Isle. This may not include all the items that are being discontinued on January 9th. No full list has been released, but Disney did note that the new desserts and snacks and such will be announced next week, what's going to replace these. If you're a Wishables collector, now is the time to be at Walt Disney World, as several releases have arrived simultaneously. The latest release of Wishables starring the cast of The Lion King has finally taken its place on store shelves. It's an open Wishable of Simba and then Nala, Rafiki, Timon, or Pumbaa inside those blind bags. And even though Fantasmic won't return to Walt Disney World till next year, that series has finally arrived. It's been at Disneyland for way over a month now. So the open edition Mickey Sorcerer plush has not arrived yet, but the blind bags, which include either Dragon Maleficent, Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, Chernabog, or the Enchanted Broom, are available. This is my favorite set so far. These are $14.99 each. And even though it's only 3 days away, Wishable collectors can now pick up the 12-day countdown calendar, maybe use it next year, which is finally available at Walt Disney World. The calendar features a dozen Wishables in a Christmas tree-shaped box, previously debuted at Disneyland Resort in early November, you know, when you could have bought it and gave it to someone and actually opened each day on the way to Christmas. But better late than never. It's here now. The calendar retails for $99.99. We found all of these at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom. Shop Disney has issued the next in its line of limited-release Serigraph attraction and pavilion posters for Epcot. The newest entries are available only for a limited time and will be pulled on December 31st. Both the Spaceship Earth and Imagination posters released last year as limited edition serigraph posters are now in this reissued larger size with this sort of shimmering finish on these. These posters are $99 each. They're very pretty. If you haven't bought any before, they're gorgeous posters. They're worth buying. It's hard to believe that 2022 will begin in less than 2 weeks, but over at Epcot, preparations are already underway for New Year's Eve. At the Italy Pavilion, construction has begun on the structure that's been used for a dance party in years past, which means, indeed, those New Year's Eve dance parties are coming back. It's worth noting this because Disney has still never officially announced what they're doing for New Year's Eve, other than finally listing the fireworks on the website, but the dance parties will be part of it. I don't know if because of what's going on with COVID right now, Disney is not really in the mood to publicly announce that they're having dance parties and, you know, a New Year's Eve celebration with a bunch of people. So, yeah. Nearly 2 years into the COVID pandemic, most major facets of Walt Disney World have returned to the resort, from nightly fireworks to character dining experiences. But one still remains, Typhoon Lagoon, the elder of Disney's two water parks. Rumors are pointing to its reopening in January, and Disney is hard at work staging the park for the return of guests. This is thanks to new aerial photos from BioReconstruct on Twitter. The photos show the return of water to the massive wave pool, as well as lounge chairs staged properly for guests to use. Umbrellas and inner tubes are also ready again, and Castaway Creek has plenty of tubes ready for guests to float down that lazy river while water flows down the storm slides. Water is also running at Misadventure Falls, and a number of maintenance projects were undertaken during the pandemic closure, including reportedly repairs on a collapsed hill. Certainly a far cry from its state of disarray it was in earlier this year, but it looks like, again, Blizzard Beach may close soon and Typhoon will reopen, or maybe they'll both operate. We don't really know yet at this point. We'll find out soon. Disney's All-Star Sports Resort will reopen on March 31st, 2022, marking the last Walt Disney World hotel to reopen after the COVID closures. Save the best for last, right? Reservations opened on December 22nd for future stays. You could book now. I'm not judging. I will tell you, I've stayed at, there are two resorts I've stayed at more than any others, and they're the Grand Floridian and All-Star Sports. So from the outhouse to the penthouse, any way you get to Walt Disney World's a good way, right? The holidays have brought a wide variety of seasonal food and beverages, and the latest addition to the lineup is, well, just plain cute. At Landscape of Flavors at Art of Animation, a new cupcake has arrived featuring a penguin enjoying a winter landscape. The Playful Penguin Cupcake is a red velvet cupcake topped with cream cheese buttercream, a sugared penguin, and a peppermint candy cane sprinkle assortment. It costs $5.49 to review on our website. In anticipation of the heavy crowds coming for Christmas at the Disneyland Resort, individual Lightning Lane prices have increased substantially for two attractions at California Adventure. Lightning Lane access for Web Slingers, A Spider-Man Adventure, and Radiator Springs Racers are currently selling for $18 per person, a substantial raise from $7 per person as it normally is on weekdays. As of the writing of the article, Lightning Lane access for Rise of the Resistance was still at $20 per person. That's supposedly the highest a Lightning Lane price can go, so it's probably just going to stay there, but only $3 less to ride Racers or Web Slingers, which I don't know if you're a family of three Spider-Men, that could be pretty expensive. The skies above Disneyland Paris are lit up once more as Disney Illuminations has returned to the park. The show has been absent for almost 2 years, with its last performance in March 2020. Disneyland Paris reopened in June of 2021, the second time after extended closure. The long-awaited return of the nighttime fireworks spectacular was confirmed in October after months of rumors. And to mark the show's return, the resort has released a new video that shows highlights of what guests will be able to see around Sleeping Beauty Castle, including scenes inspired by Beauty and the Beast, Star Wars, and more. You can watch a full video of Illuminations, as always, right here on our YouTube channel. Guests visiting Disneyland Paris will soon enter the theme park through a new structure being constructed on the Esplanade. From Disneyland Paris, quote, in order to deliver a better guest experience as soon as they arrive, work is currently being performed on the François Torfont Esplanade at the crossroad between Disneyland Park, Walt Disney Studios Park, and the north and south sides of Marne-Laval Station. In addition to enhancing our security check capabilities at the park entrance and reducing guests' wait times, these projects will make it possible to offer improved workstation environments for the cast members and employees who work in these areas. They will be rebuilt to be visually welcoming and a part of a harmonious environment that showcases elaborate architecture. To this end, Walt Disney Imagineering Paris Design and Show Quality imagine a brand new open metal structure of nearly 1,000 square meters, which combines a, bear with me here, Belle Époque and industrial style, it's probably wrong, for the Esplanade, the first building of which has recently been opened to the public. Quote, we have been working on this project for 2 years in collaboration with the security division, said Natalie Piet-Karen, the art director in charge of Walt Disney Studios Park in Disney Village. We drew our inspiration from covered market buildings, such as the Baltard one, while making sure to bring a Disney touch to every single detail so that guests can be immersed as soon as they arrive. The construction will involve a wide variety of raw materials, cast iron, steel, zinc, wood, natural stone, and the use of metal and glass to lighten and refine the structure shapes. This is real craftsman work, which will be completed by about 15 suppliers and local manufacturing plants. Leveling will also be adjusted, and the flooring will be renovated in a 12,000 square meter surface area. It is a particularly complex project for the team since two RATP, that's Paris Public Transport Operator, and SNCF, that's French National Railway Company tunnels, cross the Esplanade underground. The remaining work will be carried out in phases over 2 years to avoid disrupting access to the park as much as possible while maintaining security check efficiency. With the Toy Story Hotel set to open in April after around 2 years of construction, we figured it'd be nice to pop over to the sleepy corner of the Bayside area of Tokyo Disney Resort and check out the latest progress on the project. Virtually all exterior work is complete on the new moderate-level hotel. Even small details like the decals in the RC Racer parking garage are visible from a distance and with a zoom lens. The smokestack powering both this hotel and the Hilton Tokyo Bay is painted to resemble Andy's cardboard box Western Town from the first film. It features Dolly, Buttercup, Ducky, and Bunny. The road is completely paved and painted, and as is the sign, which now sits tied under nets and tarps to keep the reveal a secret until the April opening. The entranceway to the hotel features a number of pencils flanking the entrance, as well as very colorful light fixtures. And from next door, the outdoor Slinky Dog Park is visible. One of the buildings covering HVAC and other utilities is painted with crayon-esque art of the Green Army Men flying an evil Emperor Zurg kite, and plenty of Tinker Toy-inspired sculptures are visible, along with pop-up style trees and an oversized storybook featuring Slinky. A giant Luxo Jr. ball, an iconic symbol of Pixar, is part of the park as well. Lights are on inside the hotel and as well in a number of guest rooms as rooms continue to be furnished and tested. Toy Friends Square, adjacent to the lobby, also features many Tinker Toy-inspired structures, along with the Barrel of Monkeys and the lights designed to look like Christmas lights. The Lotso Garden Cafe is very visible and appears to be nearly complete as well, though through the backside of the hotel. The restaurant will be a buffet and evidently looks out on Tokyo Bay. Murals featuring Lotso adorn the walls, and there's plenty of visible trees, as well as giant rainbows painted on the ceiling. Toy Story Hotel opens April 5th, 2022, with reservations beginning February 13th. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Also, don't miss, we unbox that $500 50th anniversary Shop Disney box. In a recent video. Make sure you check that out if you haven't seen it yet. They're still available, so maybe you want to check it out and see if you want to buy it for yourself. As well, of course, we still have Tony's most microwaved Christmas special available from News Tonight last week if you want to watch that. And as well, Timekeeping is back with a brand new episode, and we'll be back every single week on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. until we're done with the entire chronological history of Walt Disney World. So tune in for all that right here on the channel. It's why you need to subscribe. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow, especially if you're a family of three Spider-Men. Wish you all.
Looking for the latest in Disney news on the go? Then download WDWNT the app. From news to videos to park hours and more, WDWNT the app is your one-stop shop for the latest from the Disney world. Available on iPhone and Android, just search for WDWNT in your device's app store.